When somebody you love dies, you have three choices. You can either revise the moment you lost them, you can relive the moment you lost them, or you can revisit the moment you lost them. I think the best choice is to revisit. You can't revise it. You can't change anything that happened. And you certainly shouldn't relive it. What's the point in doing that? When you revisit the moment you lose someone, I call it your today, the time of death about you. I think it's important for you to be able to sit there with a really strong practice of mindfulness and peace and look around and take stock at things. Not things you would change, but just noticing things. I didn't appreciate that. I really liked that. That affirmed a belief I have. That's not something I want for my own death. I'm happy we got to do that for this person when they died. When you revisit the moment, or when you help a child revisit the moment they lost someone they love, that is doing the grief. A lot of times when we talk about grieving, it's feelings, and we're feeling grief. But grieving is something you do. It's a verb. And when you revisit the moment, if it's through dance or creating physical manifestations of your grief, like art or theater or poems, or even just parallel play with your child, that's a way for you to actively grieve. That's doing the grief. If you'd like to know more about this, you can click the link in my bio. I write something called Handbook for the Recently Bereaved, and section 12 is all about revisiting the moment.